Welcome to Better Bachelor. I am Joker, and tonight we're going to be talking about why women ghost and flake on men. Now, let's be honest. All of us men, all of us men, I think I'm pretty safe to say, have been ghosted at some point in our past. And for many of us, it's the reason why we just said, you know what, this is just another reason. I'm tired of jumping through hoops. I'm tired of trying to keep the conversation alive when I'm only getting one or two word answers back, and things just end up fizzling out. Or you match with somebody on a dating app, and you go, hey, I finally got a match, lucky me. And you try to come up with some creative way of getting some attention, and you message them, and you get in reply, you get nothing back, or you get very little back. I did a meme on this one time where it's like the guy walks up to a girl, he's like, hey, what's going on today? She's like, nothing. He's like, oh, what's new and exciting? How's this and such going? Okay. And the guy just walks away because he's like, I'm not going to deal with this anymore. So I picked out some kind of goth looking girls because it's the closest thing I could find to women that were ghosts that weren't like in some awful makeup. First, a couple of losses here. And then we'll get into the main article. But I want to talk about this because it does happen to both guys and girls, but women do it. They actually have statistics on this. Women do it at a much higher rate, and they do it because they're not very confrontational. And of course, that's men's fault, according to one of the articles I'm going to read. First, for some losses, a woman says here, I just did it for, she's texting back and forth with a guy, and she's explaining why she has an OnlyFans account. And she says, I just did it for some extra money during quarantine, but it took off. So I do it here and there. It's not spicy videos and it's fun. Don't judge me. And he says, I don't judge anyone, but we're not going to go to dinner anymore. And she's like, wait, why? Because I have an effing OnlyFans. And he said, no, I think that's pretty cool and entrepreneurial. I'm just not spending $200 in 3 hours of my night when I can see you naked for $6.99 right now. And she says, OMGUD. Yeah, that's the thing is like, if a guy's looking to, he can spend a couple of bucks now, see what you look like, and then decide, man, she's not really my type after all, I guess. I don't even have to get to know her. I can go straight to the, see what she looks like with her clothes off. And one more loss. This is a cartoon, and it says Courtney 29. Dating profile. If you can't handle me at my worst, you don't deserve me at my best. And below it says her worst, the building's on fire. She's pouring gasoline all over the place. And she's got a guy's phone in her hand. And she says, who the F is Jenna? And the guy goes, my sister. And her best, she says, I tried to make spaghetti, but burnt it. So now you have to take me out. Again, what are they bringing to the table? And there are some, I'm sure there are some that are bringing much to the table, but ladies, you are too hard to find. And there's not enough of you. So guys are just like, well, there's three good women and there's 150 men all wanting to date them. Odds are against me in my favor. All right, so the first article, this is actually the good article. First, I'm going to read the good article that has some good statistics and some good information. And then I'm going to read the article that's written by a girl power advocate that wants to blame everything and all the reasons why women ghost on men. Of course, shocking. So this one's from Bustle. Women are way more likely to ghost than men, and there's a very good reason for that. She says, now that it's 2018, and yes, this is an older article, but I got to stop you here. Things are only getting worse from 2018 or 2019 or 2016. So if I read an older article, it's because it makes sense. I think it's logically sound. It supports my point of view. So of course, I'm going to read it. It's written by a woman, and things are only worse now. That's why I'm reading it. So she says, now that it's 2018, we've gotten used to ghosting, aka pulling the disappearing act to break things off with someone, an unfortunate but all too present part of dating. And when we wonder why people ghost, we normally reach easy answers. We tell ourselves that they're scared or lazy or that all this technology we're using is ruining us. But it may be a little bit more complicated than that. Let me pause here for a second. People today, you know, are, and I have to admit, I've ghosted before. I've just kind of been like, I just don't feel like responding to that. Like you lose interest. Men do this, women do this. You kind of lose interest. Or maybe you're not far enough along to have an official quote breakup talk. You're just like, I'm texting back and forth with this person. I don't hear from them. You know, it's the back and forth seems like work. It's just too much. The other thing that happens, I think, is that you may not have that much interest in the first place. And I think it happens to a lot of guys because when you're so over inundated with incoming stuff, it's very hard to say, hey, you know what? I'm going to respond to each one of these because girls get lots of texts. Every girl I've ever known is sitting there and her phone is constantly blowing up, either from a Facebook ding or a Twitter ding or a Tinder ding or a something. Something's always coming in. My phone quietly sits there for hours on end without a noise. I think that's because women are more into social media. But when you're always getting this incoming stuff, there's a lot of things to respond to. And I think a lot of women just say, you know what? I don't feel like responding right now. Like I just screw it. And they forget about you. But if they're really, like if you are super hot or super interesting, they'll respond to you. So I think a lot of it is lack of interest. But let's see what the article continues to say. New data from Credit Loan, a financial advice site, found that women were more than 150% more likely to ghost than men were. Credit Loan asked 1,136 adults of different ages and different orientations about their dating habits. Though ghosting had happened to over a third of people, there were a lot of big differences in how men and women ended relationships. Okay, so they're specifically, I guess, talking about relationships. And women were far more likely to ghost. What was really interesting is that we often think of ghosting as an example of millennials just being trashy, but that really wasn't the case. The gender divide was much larger than the generation divide. In fact, millennials, Gen Xers, and baby boomers all ghosted with very similar frequency. The real difference was between men and women. So this is interesting. So I guess they're actually getting to the point of relationships, which means, I'm assuming, we'll see if it's different later on in the article, if you've actually been on a date with somebody and if you've actually gone out with them. I would think at that point it would be better to say, hey, you know what, things just really aren't working out or we didn't really click. I think that's more of a mature way of just like not answering a text ever again and disappearing into the night. But so why are women more likely to ghost? So many people are quick to write ghosting off as being a cowardly behavior, but it can also be that the decision to ghost is informed by larger gender norms. Women often find it more difficult to be confrontational than men, not because we're cowards, but because basically society tells us to keep our mouth shut and not upset anyone. Does society really tell you that? Does society really tell you that? Or is that just something that sounds really good? You know, they do the same thing when these new movies, like the latest Star Wars movies came out, and they kind of went woke and nobody really liked them. And they come out with headlines of, oh, you know, the male patriarchy, they, you know, strike and it's a bunch of trolls that are leaving awful comments on these movies. No, not really. These are genuinely people that dislike it. But more importantly, why are they trolls? And why are they all of a sudden, it's all these bad people? Well, who's society? Who is the society telling women, oh, keep your mouth shut and don't upset anybody? Are you kidding me? If I said something like that to a woman, I would be on the front cover of a newspaper somewhere with people complaining about me. If you put stuff like that on Tinder, Twitter, Facebook, anywhere, you'll have a bunch of angry people flagging it, and more than likely, the comment will be removed. So who is society that's telling you to keep your mouth shut and not upset anyone. I'm calling kind of BS on that, unless it's women. She continues on, women have definitely been socialized to be pleasing and deferential to men. Where? Again, where are these women? I don't run into them. I don't talk to them. They certainly don't comment on my videos. I'm seeing a whole lot of stuff on Tinder. I always want to say Tinder. On Twitter. I always want to say Tinder when I try to say Twitter. I don't see a whole lot of women that are like, oh, I just do, I'm differential and I'm pleasing to men. No, I don't think so. Most of the time, women are like, men are trash. Men should be ended. F men, patriarchy, blah, blah, blah. So again, sorry, I don't know who socialized you. I really doubt it's single moms. Just saying. So apparently that's a quote from relationship therapist Amy Hartstein, LCSW tells Bustle. I don't believe it, but they often want to be liked and they can even have a tendency to tell people what they want to hear. This has resulted in them having a much harder time asking for what they want in the bedroom, as well as even just saying no when they mean no. Okay. Well, I'm not a woman, so I can't relate to that. So it definitely stands to reason that some women will be drawn to take the easy way out and ghost the dates that they no longer want to see. If you have trouble telling people what they don't want to hear, then it's going to be pretty tough to tell them you no longer want to date them. Fair enough. So often women are trained not to embarrass anyone else, not to make anyone else feel uncomfortable, especially men. Society says that we should smile even when someone is creepy or aggressive. Again, what society are you living in? Sorry, I do not know anybody that's telling women you should smile and be nice to creepy people. Sorry, just having a hard time believing you on that one. And if one of you women say, oh, my mother tells me to do this, or this article from so-and-so, send it in. My information's down below. I'll look at it. It says that no matter how uncomfortable we feel, we need to protect those fragile masculine egos. Right. So which would, guys, you're a bunch of men out there, what would you rather hear? Hey, you know something? Thanks for the date the other day, or thanks for the couple of dates. After spending a little bit more time with you, I just don't think our long-term goals are in the same, or I'm just really not feeling it. I wish you the best of luck, but I don't want to see you anymore. Okay, there's that option. Or when you text her and she doesn't reply, and you send another text and doesn't reply, and you never hear from her again. That just makes men go like, why does this keep happening to me? And that actually will make men feel worse. Now, here's the thing. If you turn down a guy and he comes back as a jerk, or he comes back as with attitude, I get it. But in the same token, if you ghost that guy's still going to come at you with attitude of like, are you ghosting me? What happened to you? Why aren't you messaging? Like, he's still going to pester you. Just rip the Band-Aid off quick. And then if you need to, block the number. Just be an adult. Just say what's going on. She says, and if we feel awkward about politely refusing someone who pesters us for our number in a bar, it's a lot more complicated when it comes to telling someone we've gone out with a few times that we're no longer interested. We feel guilty that this person has invested energy. We worry that we wasted their time. Well, sometimes you do. But if it's just not working out, it's just not working out. Not to mention the fact that plenty of women are met with aggression or verbal harm for politely refusing a man. Okay, sure, maybe you are. But again, if you're in a public setting, how much is this really happening? Now, I know it does happen. I'm not saying it doesn't happen. But in a club or a pub or things like that, how much is this really happening? Or don't a woman's friends or the bouncers or club management, wouldn't they come over and be like, dude, you got to go. Like, you can't be a jerk like this. I'd think that a guy would get bounced. I've seen guys get kicked out of clubs that were acting the fool. So I'd have to assume that's the same thing. And if you gave out a fake number, then you don't have to ghost them. So that's not what we're talking about here. You're making it sound like, oh, I had to re-give him my real number because he was pestering me, and then I decided to go on a couple dates and ghost him. Because remember, up above, they're talking about relationships. They're not talking about first messages. So even the article here is a little wonky. But I wanted to read it so you guys can hear how she's going to blame it on men now somehow. Let's see. Sure, ghosting someone isn't the dream, but it's easy to see how it happens, especially when women aren't trained with a vocabulary to assert themselves or to refuse men. And men aren't trained to accept a woman's decision either. I will agree that there are some guys that will act hostile. However, what do you mean you're not trained to assert yourself or refuse men? Men get it all the time. I've gotten refused from women way back in the 1990s, so don't act like this is all of a sudden a new concept. Even though it might not be the ideal thing to do in the long run, many of us are stuck, conflicted by an urge and duty to be upfront and a socialized obligation not to refuse men. Again, you got to prove this to me. Receipts, or it doesn't happen. You got to show me somewhere where society's telling, no, be nice to men, even if they're complete D-bags. Like, you have to be nice to them, ladies. Come on, please. Where are we, 1952? I definitely resonate with our team's finding. Corey Colton, creative strategist at Credit Loan, tells Bustle, from a personal standpoint, sometimes it's just easier to let things fizzle than to dive into an awkward exchange. Women might be more likely to want to avoid hurting a date's feelings. Maybe. But that's often what happens anyway when you ghost somebody. Exactly. The truth can sting, but it can also help someone move on with closure. Right. So the best way to do it, again, is, plus, okay, if you say, if a woman says, hey, or even a dude, if you guys are breaking up with a girl and you're like, you know what, I'm not feeling it anymore, and she starts to go on the 15 message rant, you just go bloop, block, done. Then it's over. You made the breakup clear, and now you just block it and be done with it. But that's better than just ghosting. Now, if you have a reason to not talk to the person anymore, like they've upset you, or you've made what you've decided clear and they just want to go off on you, well, that's not ghosting. That's blocking. It's different. Of course, many men will take polite rejection well. Okay, so there you go. So now we're just going to say, well, polite men can get stuffed because there are bad men out there too. But as women, we're not trained to reject, talk about our needs, or even think that our opinion should matter. Right. Right. I need a button that's just somebody laughing. You got to be joking me. You're not trained to reject, talk about needs, or even think our opinion should matter. That's all women have talked about since the second or third wave feminism came out. Like, you got to be joking me. Who are you writing this for? It must be other women, because I can't imagine men would disagree with or would agree with this. She says, so sometimes disappearing or fading away seems like the safest bet. It's really no surprise that we're far more likely to ghost than men. In a society where we're taught, where we aren't taught to use their voice, huh? In a society where we aren't taught to use their voice, and when we do, it's not always respected, sometimes we just won't use it. Okay, right. Mate, was that the bad article? I think that was the bad article, because that was crap, let me tell you right now. Yep, so there's a couple bad men out there that react badly or poorly when people voice their opinions. So they're just going to be nice to you, and they're just going to be nice and not tell you how they really feel. And look, here's the thing. And this is, I feel the same way guys towards girls. Guys or girls, if you're not feeling it, just voice, hey, you know what? This isn't really working out for me. I don't see this working. I had a really nice time. I think you're a great person, but moving on. And you know what? And then if they're a jerk, do the block. But at least this point, you're giving somebody some closure, and you're being the adult about it versus just like running away and hiding under a bed. Oh, confrontation. I can't take it. Anyway, from winggirlmethod.com, why do women flake on plans? I think this is similar to the ghosting. That's why I put the two together. Have you ever made plans with a woman and then 30 minutes before meeting, she sends you a text saying, totally forgot, I have plans to meet my grandmother and I can't make it, or seems work has called me in last minute, can we reschedule? Here's the answer to that. No, don't worry about it. That's what you do. If this is a girlfriend or you've been on multiple dates and they're a reasonably nice person, then you give them a pass. Something might have come up. If this is a first or second date and they say, oh, something has come up, can we reschedule? Just say, no, I'm good. Don't worry about it. Just don't worry about it. And call it a day. Just end it. Because if they're going to start this already and you haven't even made it to the first or second date, don't waste your time. Same thing if they're exceptionally late. Like, I get it. Their Uber didn't show up and they're running 5 minutes or 10 minutes late because of the Uber. If they're wheeling in 30 minutes late without a text or a message or anything, just bail, because that's just the beginning of a headache. Anyway, she says, I'm pretty sure you've experienced this at least once in your life. I can tell you for certain that this woman did not just remember she had plans. She is flaking. She is a female flake. This is the good article, by the way. When a woman like this flakes a man, there's no way she would, or when a woman like this likes, reading is fundamental. When a woman likes a man, there's no way she would cancel plans on him for something else. And if she does cancel, she will make certain they have concrete plans in the future. How do I know? I know because I've done this to men several times. So have each of my wing girls. So have each of my female friends. So the question is, why do women do this? Okay, so she's at least woman enough to admit she's done it. I have to admit I've done it. I did it a lot when I was younger, not when I'm older. Now I'm pretty quick to say, like, I'm not really feeling this, or it's not working out for me, because I just think that's a more mature way of dealing with it. And then you also don't have the awkward texts coming in of like, where are you? What's going on? Blah, blah, blah. But she's at least fessing up that she's done it. So she says, why do women do this? Unbeknown to them, women do this because they are selfish. To avoid their own discomfort, they will be polite and accept an invite with absolutely no plans of ever following through. And that's what the other woman was saying, I think. But here at least she's saying, look, it's because women are selfish and we want to avoid discomfort, and that's why we do it. At least she's taking ownership of it. The other one, the woman's like, oh, because society didn't tell us how to handle men. Whatever. at least she's being cool enough to admit that it's her own thing. I do want to add in that this is not malicious behavior from women. It is no way planned or meant to be cruel. Women are not trying to embarrass you or be mean. It's simply done to avoid an awkward situation for her. It's easier to say yes to an invite or give out a phone number than to say no. At least that is what most women feel and what they have felt in the past. They would much rather avoid the phone or flake on a date rather than being rude and just saying no to your face. Okay, but I've had women say no to my face. And again, maybe it depends. I guess if women have had a lot of bad interactions with men where men get belligerent or aggressive or angry or mean, I can see why a woman would be like, here's a fake number, or sure, yeah, no problem, just message me, whatever. I get that. But if the guy's genuinely nice and he's polite and you two seem to have a rapport and you can say, hey, you know what, he's not for me, but at least he's not a jerk, then say, hey, you know what, I got other things going on right now. I'm really not ready for this, or I'm not feeling any chemistry, but thanks for the date, or, you know, it was nice talking to you, and just move on. Just move on. She continues on, they would much rather avoid the phone. I already read that. She says, again, this is selfish behavior that is based in female insecurity. Women don't realize how hurtful these actions are to another person. They don't realize the frustration, annoyance, and hurt men experience when they have a woman flake on them. They think they have avoided being mean and rude when the fact that their actions were actually more cruel. Now I'm going to try to my best to teach the woman of the world to be honest and say what they mean, but that is going to take some time. In the meantime, I can provide you with some tips on how to protect yourself against the flakes. And these tips will help you ensure you don't waste time, money, and energy on women that are not into you. Tip number one, don't get angry. When a woman texts you 15 minutes before your date that she forgot she has another obligation, understand that this means she's not into you. Instead of being angry or hurt about her flaking, feel sorry for her that she was not mature enough to be honest. This will create a calmness in you because you will realize that this is not the type of woman worthy of being with you. A woman who cannot speak the truth is not worthy of your attention, nor is she mature enough to handle you. I think that's actually a really good answer. Don't be angry. You might have wasted gas. You might have wasted your time. There's no way you might have known. It is very disrespectful. But lashing out at her is not going to fix anything, or vice versa if a guy does this to you. Lashing out's not going to do anything. It's not going to make you, it might make you feel a little better in the moment. But in the end, it actually just drags you down to their level. This is what she says how to handle it. If you can express back your disappointment in a mature manner that lets her know you will not accept this behavior. Again, do not be a D, but maturely express this behavior as flaking is not cool. Now, this is her example. I disagree with it wholeheartedly, but here's her example. For example, write something like this. Totally understand that things can slip the mind. In the future, it would be best to check your schedule so that you are aware of your commitments. My time is very valuable to me, and I hope you will respect that in the future. No hard feelings. Have fun at your event. That is not how I would respond. Yes, you are being a mature adult, but also that's way too many words to spend. Here's what you say. No problem, period. Just say no problem. That's it. And then the next time she messages you, just say, yo, you know, I just don't feel this is going to work out. This is really doing it for me. And moving on. It was nice meeting you. Take care. And just be done with it. You don't have to necessarily put that in your response to the flake. My response to a flake, or when somebody says, hey, like, I just don't want to talk to you anymore, you just say, no problem. And then you're done. Then you may never hear back from her again. Why? Because she flaked on you. And if you didn't, again, no problem. But if you do hear back from her and it's something like, oh, hey, sorry, you know, I completely forgot, but let's try again. This time I would say to her, okay, look, here's the deal. The last time you flaked, are you sure you want to do this? We're going to have to do it closer to my place. I'm not jumping through a bunch of hoops. And you can say that politely. I'm not saying to be like an aggressive jerk about it, but just say, look, are you sure this is something you want to do? Then it's up to you if you want to take in another dive. Me personally, I wouldn't, but that's just me. Tip number two, don't leave the house before confirming. The way that she confirms is actually how I confirm. It's a really good way without making you sound needy, like, oh, are we still going to hang out tonight? She says to save yourself a drive and possible parking fee, text her before you leave your home about an hour before you're set to meet. just say running about 10 minutes late, hope that is still cool, question mark. Hope that is still cool. That's kind of what I do, is I'll be like, hey, I'll be 5 or 10 minutes late. Is that okay? Or is that cool with you or whatever? And that's when you're going to get the flake back. Oh, our date's tonight. I completely forgot. Whatever. You haven't left the house yet. You haven't even, I mean, if you, it's an hour ahead of time and you're a guy, you haven't even taken your shower. You're probably still eating a slice of pizza, watching or playing video games or watching a movie in your underwear or whatever you do. So you haven't even had to budge. But if she's like, yeah, that's cool. That gives me an extra couple minutes for my hair or whatever. You know, she's legitimately coming and it's about an hour ahead. So I think this one's a good one. I think that's a good one. Number three, learn to spot signs of interest. I'm not going to get all the way into this portion of it, but here's the thing that they say. Some women will only be very available to you for a single night, meaning potential for a one-night stand, but no date a week later. Another example is a personal reason. She may be on the rocks with an ex. She may be super stressed in her own life. She may be getting over a breakup. She may have just been flirting for the evening, getting validation or attention. So many reasons exist as to why her feelings have faded after an evening. Right, so that's why I say a lot of times, like, don't take this too personal. If someone bounces, they could have reasons. And we know women look for validation sometimes to feel better. Many women have existed on being on dating apps, just swiping and chatting with people because they're bored and they want a little bit of attention. They have no intention of even meeting up with you. So again, if you kind of get blasted out and she ghosts or she flakes or whatever, this doesn't mean it's a you thing, fellas. It just means that maybe she wasn't feeling it. The signs to look for if she's really interested in you for the bedroom or dating are making eye contact, ignoring her friends, even if it's a girl's night out, slightly touching you, engagement in conversation, twirling her hair, puckering her lips, going to the bathroom all touched up and looking fresh. Coming back from the bathroom all touched up and going fresh. She might have just gone to the bathroom to look fresh and then she messed up. Anyway, once you ask for the number, listen for the pause, awkward pause where she debates whether or not to give you a real number or a fake number. This is another one. A lot of times I've had really good interactions with women and women have said, take my number, hit me up. Yeah, we'll go hang. Like, women will actually initiate the next date by giving you a number if you have a really good connection with somebody. And many times I've just not asked for the number because I'm like, I'm really not in, like, I'm not in the headspace I really want to date. And women have been like, yo, here you go. Or, hey, why don't you give me your number and we'll hang out? Like, if a woman's really into you, she'll initiate it. And they go on a little bit more, but that's kind of the whole part of it. So big thing is, guys, women flake, women ghost. It's going to happen. It doesn't mean you're a bad person. It doesn't mean that you did something wrong. It doesn't mean that you're unattractive. It doesn't mean that you're not desirable. There could be a million and one reasons it doesn't work out. Men are usually a little different. Men usually will ghost either A, after they've already had a couple of dates and they say, she's not my type. B, maybe they're just looking for a hookup and the girl's like, oh, I want to wait. Let's go slow. I want to have a serious relationship before I enjoy bedroom fun with you. Those men will ghost out. Another one, guys will have already gotten a little bit of action, and especially if they're popular and they've got 3-4 more girls in the wings, and they may not feel like texting all day. They just want to do the 2 a.m. booty call and that's it. And if you give in, ladies, he may ghost you. If you don't give in, he may also ghost you. So it goes both ways. But I think guys are usually, if they have a lot of options, or if the relationship is not going to proceed in the manner that a guy thinks it's going to be. In other words, if it's going to wait too long and he just kind of wants to play around or whatever. Or a guy wants a serious relationship and she's just all about the quick and loose action. A guy will take advantage of the quick and loose action. But after that, he's kind of like, this isn't really what I'm looking for. And he may ghost after that. So everybody ghosts, but take it to heart. It may have nothing to do with you. Maybe you're just not exciting enough, but maybe there's a whole lot of other things going on. All right, now it is time for the dating profile of the day. All right, this first one is from a 27-year-old. She's wearing a little sundress here. She says, why the F can't it be about my personality? Why do men only want pretty girls? It's about personality. Can we go back to like the 1950s and 60s where people actually take relationships seriously? No, thought so. Oh, by the way, I'm a mother and a stoner. Hit me up for friends, I guess, since that's all you guys want. Here's the thing. It might be about personality. You know what's a great way to show your personality? Hey, you know what? I'm fun, I'm laid back, I like to do this. If those hobbies interest you, hey, let's get together and hang out. I'm a fun person. You know what's not a good sign of your personality? Yelling at men you haven't even met or matched with yet, and complaining at them and saying that they're jerks and that they're the problem. That's not a great way. Just saying, that's not a great way to show your best side. Moving on to the last one. This is from somebody that this woman actually liked them. There's a little thing at the top that I had to blur out her name that said liked you. She's 37. Again, we're talking about personality here. You know, your photos may look great, but it's got to be photos and personality, and you only get a little snippet to share your personality. So when your personality is horrible, guys will still look at a woman's photo and go, yeah, I'd sleep with her. But that's the only type of guy you're going to get. Guys that want to date will be like, hey, she's pretty, but no, I'm out. She says, please, in the name 37, please, in the name of all things holy and the tiny bit of sanity I have left, come up with something better than hi, Hru. I guess her name's Hru. I forgot to blur that part out. Okay, so saying hello to her and her name, hi, Hru. That is not good enough. Be original. Entertain me, you plebeians. She says, I am majestic AF. That's right. She is majestic as F, fellas. The last of a species. So bring your A game. No basic ABS. No basic crappy B crap. I can't read those words. I want to feel it like a 90s R&B song. I have zero faith in humanity. Change my mind, if you dare. Peace, love, and light, and a side of go F yourself. XO. Oh, you sound like so much fun. Let me get my phone. You got to be joking me. This is a dating profile. This is people saying, here's what you can expect when you hang out with me. Usually they say, here's my best. This is my best. If this is you at your best, I would rather be caught in a burning building than being with you for 5 minutes. She says she's looking for a long-term relationship. She's 5'6". Her education is real unicorn at Majestic Magical Realms Keeper. I don't know if that's play or if she thinks she's a unicorn. She went to Hard Knocks University, fellas. She has kids, she smokes often, and she drinks occasionally. Good times. Oh, good times. Get your phones ready, fellas. She's out there somewhere. Whoever got this and she liked you, no wonder you sent this in versus going out on a date. She curses. She says that you're not good enough unless you entertain her. And basically, society, she's lost faith in society and everyone is a horrible person. But take me out for dinner, please. That'd be a good time. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below as always. If you have, thank you very much. Best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. Join me over on betterbachelors.locals.com. And that is it for me. I am Better Bachelor. This is Joker. And remember, again, if dating doesn't work out for you, if they flake, if they ghost, if you don't get a proper answer, it's real easy to feel crappy about yourself. But you know something? Maybe you just didn't ring her bell. Maybe she was just not feeling it and she was only trying to be nice. But you know what? She might have also had a lot of other crap going on in her life, some exes, or just a lot of other options, and she just decided not to choose you.